This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Iran has threatened to decisively respond to any U.S. attack on the Islamic Republic after President Joe Biden linked Tehran to the killing of three U.S. soldiers at a military base in Jordan. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. has signaled it's preparing for retaliatory strikes in the wake of the Sunday drone attack that also injured around 40 troops. But there are concerns that any additional American strikes could further inflame a region already roiled by Israel's war on Hamas and the ongoing attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels on shipping in the Red Sea. The Iranian warnings first came from Amir Saeed Iravani, Iran's ambassador to the UN in New York. He gave a briefing to journalists late on Tuesday, according to the state-run IRNA news agency. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian officials said Wednesday a Russian aerial attack on a hospital in the Kharkiv region had injured four people. The regional governor of Kharkiv said the attack happened late Wednesday in the town of Veliky Burluk, located east of the city of Kharkiv and about 20 kilometers from the Russian border. The governor said 38 people were evacuated and that both staff and patients had time to respond to air alerts before the strike. European Union heads of state will try to persuade Hungary to unblock billions of dollars of EU aid for Ukraine at a crucial EU Council summit in Brussels on Thursday, as Kyiv warns it is running low on ammunition to fight Russia's invasion. Hungary vetoed a four-year, $54 billion aid package for Ukraine at the last council summit in December, arguing the money should not come from the bloc's budget, as Ukraine is not a member state. All 26 other EU member states voted in favor of the aid package. This is VOA News. Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban has long been a thorn in the side of EU unity on Russia while establishing good relations with Russian President Vladimir Putin. A Kenyan polio vaccination campaign planned for last November but postponed due to heavy rains and floods is finally taking place in three high-risk counties in the northeastern part of Kenya. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo reports.
This is the third round of polio vaccination targeting three high-risk counties of Mandera, Wajir, and Garissa. Due to heavy rains and floods that killed 130 and displaced 89,000, the November round was postponed. The goal, according to Kenya's Ministry of Health and its partners, is to reach about 750,000 children under the age of five. Mariama Diallo, VOA News, Nairobi.
The corporate leaders of social media companies Meta, TikTok, and X testified before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee Wednesday about child safety on their platforms. The hearing came as both Democratic and Republican lawmakers are growing increasingly concerned about the effects of social media on young people's lives. The hearing began with a recorded testimony from kids and parents who said they, or their children, were exploited on social media. Many parents who lost children to suicide silently held up pictures of their kids during the hearing. In one testy exchange, Republican Senator Josh Hawley demanded Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg to compensate the victims' families.
Your job is to be responsible for what your company has done. You've made billions of dollars on the people sitting behind them. Are you here? You've done nothing to help them. You've done nothing to compensate them. You've done nothing to put it right. You could do so here today, and you should. You should, Mr. Zuckerberg.
Despite the rare bipartisan unity, it is still uncertain if lawmakers can pass legislation to boost child safety online. Lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives approved a rare bipartisan bill Wednesday. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
It's a roughly $79 billion tax cut package focused on helping businesses and lower-income families. It expands the child tax credit and restores three key business tax breaks. Speaker Mike Johnson said the bill would revive conservative pro-growth tax reform. And while some Democrats complained it offered too little for the poor, Representative Richard Neal said 16 million children will benefit. Prospects for the measure becoming law remain uncertain, with the Senate still having to take it up. But it passed the House 357-70. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.